The Walking Dead off-season is over, but we are just getting started here covering the back half of Walking Dead Season 6 here on Post Show Recaps. And now, here are the two guys who are covered in zombie guts in anticipation. I'm Rob Sisterton, and here's Josh Wiggler. Josh, how are you?
I'm good. I'm covered in ants, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm still covered in ants.
Yes.
I have not taken a shower since the show went off the air late November.
Yeah, put some cookies in the oven because we're getting ready for Valentine's Day night. What a romantic night.
Yes. Yes. So romantic. I love it. Great way to spend Valentine's Day. My spouse is thrilled. I'm sure Nicole is pumped up.
How many Valentine's Days across the country do you think that Walking Dead is ruining this weekend?
A bunch. I think a lot of the cool couples are who watch Walking Dead, they're probably both into it, and so they're happy about that. But I think that there's a lot of men and probably a lot of women who are in a lot of trouble because they're like, I gotta see what happens with Sam. I gotta know what that kid's about to do. I'm sorry. Here's some flowers.
Yeah.
Look at the flowers.
Look at the flowers.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people are getting in trouble for sure.
Yeah. So
I know I am, but what can you do? It's work.
Josh Wiggler will be my Valentine's Day date live on Sunday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern time when we are back with The Walking Dead Live to talk about everything that happens in supersize premiere.
I believe it's a reg. I'm not sure that I don't have the timing in front of me. I think it's probably just an hour.
Reg size?
Yeah, I think it's a reg sized mid-season premiere, but I think it, you know, time notwithstanding, I think it's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be reg, and we're not talking about that idiot that didn't build the wall correctly.
No, that was Reg.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not going to be a Reg-sized episode of The Walking Dead. Although I guess, you know, Reg's specter still looms large because he was responsible for those walls and they've come down.
The walls have come down. We will talk everything about it on Sunday night. So very, very exciting to get into 8 straight weeks of The Walking Dead.
You know, it's not 8 straight weeks.
Oh, what
it's
is it?
Like, it's like 1,000 straight weeks because Walking Dead will end and then we're gonna keep going. We've got more zombie shenanigans in our future, my friend.
Yeah, so tell us, what is the schedule on AMC with zombie stuff?
The schedule is as such. The second half of season 6 of The Walking Dead premieres on February 14th, 2016, The End of the World. No Way Out is going to premiere that night, and it is going to be 8 more episodes, taking us through 16 episodes total of season 6, ending April 3rd, 2016. The following Sunday night is the season 2 premiere of Fear the Walking Dead. They are just going to keep going. There is no break. We're going to be done with the Rick Grimes gang, and we are going to be back with Madison and Travis and Nick and all those people we love so much. We're going to get back into that business right away. So that'll be fun, and I don't know how long that's supposed to go. I think season 2 got an order for 15 episodes. I'm not sure if the plan with that is similar to the proper Walking Dead series, which gets split in half, or if AMC is just planning on running through those 15. I'm sure the prolific Steve Davis could clear that up for us, but I don't have that information in front of me.
Yeah.
Needless to say, lots of zombie action coming up.
If they did do 15 in a row, would that take us to the start of the Walking Dead fall season?
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. It would. We would still come up short. Mm. That's not even like 2 full volumes of the Evolution of Strategy, Rob.
Yeah, that's nothing. Yeah. That's nothing. Yeah. So a lot of Walking Dead coming up here. Also this week on AMC, we're going to have the premiere of Better Call Saul Season 2 coming up this Monday night. And a little plug that Antonio Mazzaro and I will get back into recapping every episode of that. We'll be live this Monday night on the 15th after the episode, and then we will be moving to an audio podcast for every subsequent episode of Better Call Saul Season 2, also here on Post Show Recaps.
I can't wait to listen to that. I get very jealous of the Better Call Saul because it's like my 2 best friends get together and talk to each other without me, and I feel like I'm being left out.
Yeah, well, you're with us in spirit, and anytime you want to jump on, there's an episode that speaks to you, you let us know.
No. You guys have it. It's good. It's fine.
Okay.
It's all right. I'll just be over here watching by myself.
All right. So here we are back on the Walking Dead podcast. Of course, you can subscribe to this podcast on Post Show Recaps. Go to postshowrecaps.com/iTunes or search for Post Show Recaps. Or if you want Walking Dead only, go to postshowrecaps.com/TWD iTunes. Okay. Josh, where are we going to start today?
Where are we going to start? I mean, I guess we can, you know, do you remember what happened? Do you remember where we left off? Give us the recap. Where are things hanging right now as we are heading into this mid-season premiere, as far as you recall?
Yeah, we were in the house with all of the walkers, and then they ended up breaking through the walls. And so we had everything with cover yourself in guts. And so we came up with this whole big plan, and everybody's like, okay, pretend to be a walker. And they were walking out, and then all of a sudden Sam is like, mom. And yeah, it was implied that the walkers are gonna, hey, hold on a second, you're not walkers.
Yeah.
You're dinner.
Yeah, that's your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam is sort of losing it. The cookie is crumbling, one might say. Yeah, that is where we left off. Presumably, that is where we are going to open up in No Way Out. Where we are going to go from there, probably not very pleasant for just about anybody on the show. When we had recorded our recap of the mid-season finale, you know, I had talked about how I was kind of surprised at how it ended, that there's some stuff that comes up right after what's essentially that moment with Sam in the comics that's really explosive and exciting, and I thought would probably be a, you know, finale level event. Apparently it's probably premiere level event. So if it was a soft finale, I think it's gonna be a hard premiere. I think it's gonna be rock hard, Rob.
Wow.
Yeah.
How we like it.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. So I think, you know, I will probably still have questions about pacing. But I think in terms of like the actual events of the premiere, based on what I've read in the comics, if they hold to any of that stuff, and granted, the show often departs from the comics, very, very often, more often than not, I would say. But I think that there's some things in the comics that happen at this moment in time in the story that the show is telling that have to make it onto the show. And my hunch is we're going to have a ton to unpack on Sunday night. So I think it's going to be a really exciting premiere.
Now, you and I were pretty hard, I feel like, in the fall on The Walking Dead in terms of the pacing and the infamous stunt with Glenn, even though there are people who feel like that was all well done and they liked all of that stuff. We were kind of tough about The Walking Dead and how they handled all of that business. But that being said, I do have high hopes for the back half of this season. And maybe I'm just setting myself up for disappointment here in the back half of season six. But I wonder if they had a story that they wanted to tell here in season six, but they struggled with how to break it up. And I wonder if they had sort of a bottom heavy season where most of the big events that they wanted to cover were going to be in this back half. And then they just didn't know how to fill out the top half.
Yeah, I think that sounds fair to me. I think that, you know, and I think that there are a lot of people who do defend the first half of season six. I think there are people who really like the idea that it explored a story over the course of one basically 24-hour period from very different points of view and got into these characters' heads in, you know, a way that that kind of timing really allows. It wasn't my cup of tea. I really liked the early episodes, and I didn't love the, you know, the second half of the first half of season six. Really, really annoyed by the Glenn thing. I'm pretty good with it right now. But I think that there, you know, I think you're right. I think a lot of, you know, the story moments, the big plot developments, the twists and turns that are planned for the near future of the story of The Walking Dead, I do think that they are like later season stuff. I think that that's the kind of thing that you want to hold on toward the end of a season. And I don't know how you litter that throughout a full 16 episode season. I mean, these seasons are very long of The Walking Dead. It's helpful that they break them up into these two chunks of eight, but 16 episodes is a lot to get through to tell one story over one season. And I think that there's probably ways that they could have spread that out a little bit, you know, more liberally in the first half of the season. That happened, you know, that first half of the season exists how it exists, and it's going to be how it's going to be. I think that they are going to get through a lot of really cool stuff in the second half. So I'm really optimistic. I'm probably more optimistic than I ought to be. Mm-hmm. Like you always say key to happiness, low expectations. I've got pretty high expectations of the second half of season six. So if I'm let down, I'm going to be let down pretty hard.
But tell me if you think this is a thing or not with The Walking Dead, because I feel like that consistently, you know, this is the fifth season now that they're breaking the show up in this way. I feel like that almost in all of the seasons, the second halves have been stronger than the first halves. So if we look back at the things that we had kind of grievances with The Walking Dead over the years, I feel like probably 75 or 80% of those things are from first halves of those seasons.
Yeah, just running through it in my head, like, you know, it started with season two when they started breaking things things up.
Herschel's Farm.
Herschel's Farm, and like season two begins, and we are done with the Sophia thing. It's done. We know she was in the barn. That's so ridiculous. And we're, you know, kind of allowed to really focus on Shane's mania and how that influences the group. And that's all pretty fun stuff. Season three is, you know, Merle and Daryl have been captured, and now they get to interact, and the governor is really coming unhinged, and that's all really good. Season four, the mid-season, is the prison has exploded and everyone's on the road. And I think that that was a little experimental.
Road to Terminus.
Right, the Road to Terminus. And I think some people didn't love that, probably for similar reasons to the people who didn't love the first half of season six. But I think even then, there's some terrific moments in that second half
of season four.
And the Grove is, yeah, such a good episode. Season five, I think, you know, everything that was, I loved the second half of season five. I thought that stuff was really,
really
great.
First two episodes of the season were really good, but then we got into the hospital and everything with Beth and stuff like Father Gabriel.
Right. I think once we started the Road to Alexandria, and I loved that dinner party and everything, like, I've really enjoyed Alexandria, especially in that second half of season five. So yeah, I think if you just look at it historically, I think that the second half of seasons are almost always stronger than the first half. So if things continue, if the trend continues, then we should be fine.
Okay, so we'll see where it goes. And I think that there's a lot of hype for the back half of this season in particular.
Yeah. Well, can I add a little bit more hype here, Rob? Can I tell you how hyped I am that we've decided we're going to do another podcast here?
Pour it on.
So yeah, so like I'm talking around a lot of stuff. We're going to have a lot to talk about on Sunday night about the episode, because I feel pretty good about some of the things that are going to happen. I don't want to tip the hand or anything. You know, the show often deviates from the comics. There's sometimes, you know, stuff from the comics that they are pulling directly. It kind of follows a similar roadmap. It's fun to look at the comics of The Walking Dead and the show as two different animals, and where they are the same and where they are different. But we've never really done that on the podcast before. We do that with Game of Thrones. We have a Game of Thrones book club podcast that I host with Terry Schwartz, where we talk about the show versus the books and how those two intersect. But we haven't done that here with Walking Dead, even though people have asked for it in the past. This year, we're going to do it. We're finally doing it, Rob.
It's happening.
The Walking Dead book club is going to happen for the second half of season six, and I am going to be co-hosting that with super new super fan of The Walking Dead. I can't wait to find out what her story with this is. Jessica Leese is going to be my co-host on that podcast, and I cannot wait to pick her brains about The Walking Dead, because she's gotten really obsessed with it in like the past 4 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a really, really fun podcast, and we're going to try and have those out on Tuesdays or so every week. So I think that this is going to be, especially the second half of season six, is going to be really comic book heavy. So I think it warrants the premiere of the book club. I'm very excited about getting that into business.
She'd be like a really great person to have around during a zombie apocalypse.
I agree. Yeah. I feel like of all of the hosts in circulation, Jessica Leese would be high on my list of people that I would want on my side.
Oh, far and away.
Yeah. He knows how to race.
Mm-hmm.
Very intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Strong. Yeah. Smart. Yeah.
I feel very good about Jessica's chances in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
I feel very bad about mine, so I feel bad about linking my fate to hers. But that's just the way of it. I gotta survive something.
Right. Yeah. Right. You think Mike Bloom is helping you out in the zombie apocalypse?
No way. No chance. Sorry, Mike.
So three Walking Dead podcasts a week.
Three Walking Dead podcasts a week. We'll have the live show on Sundays. We'll have a book club show, and then we'll have our feedback show. So yeah, we're supersizing it. So this season better be good. AMC, deliver.
So really, the pressure's on The Walking Dead now at this point. It's like, we have our coverage on point. Like, yes. It's really up to them to deliver some stellar episodes now in this back half of the season.
Pretty much. That's how I feel.
Okay. So, Josh, do you have any questions to talk about from the listeners of the podcast?
Yeah, let's talk through some of this stuff. We'll go through this fairly quickly, but we solicited questions before we started recording just to get, you know, people's take on the season ahead. So this is from Dave Backer, who just straight up writes, how are they going to clean up the mess in Alexandria, both in the town and in the writer's room? This is a hard one for me to answer, but Rob, I'm curious to get your take on how you think, in story, the Alexandria situation is going to resolve, and how you think the writers are going to resolve where they are here on the show right now.
I kind of feel like that we are reaching the end of Alexandria. To me, I feel like that we're about to get back on the road and go somewhere else. I mean, I don't know how they could possibly repair what's going on other than like some major miracle, which would happen to distract all the walkers and get them out of the way. I feel like that they are overwhelmed. I don't know how you would rebuild the walls. I feel like it's probably time to check out of Alexandria.
What if and just hear me out, a spaceship lands and distracts the zombies and they're like, ooh, bright lights.
Spaceship.
Will that work? Would that work? Aliens on The Walking Dead?
Boy, well, that would be something if we got to some sort of zombies versus aliens type event.
Yeah.
That Where's Daniel Craig?
I know. It'd be good. Yeah. Cowboys versus zombies versus aliens.
Wow, that'd be huge.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
Dave Backer also wanted to know, will we see zombie Deanna?
I don't think so. I mean,
Rob.
Rob.
I'm back. I've decided to stay as a zombie, and I will continue my performance as Deanna on The Walking Dead.
Where is the rye?
Or the grain?
Or the grain? I would be very surprised if that was the case. I feel like if they were going to do that, I feel like you sort of do it all in one episode. It's kind of like what we had happen with Merle. I'd be very surprised if we have sort of like a gap of a couple episodes and then run into zombie Deanna.
Right. Yeah, I think we got like zombie face Deanna and that was good enough for me. You know, when she gave that, blah, when she had that, you know, kind of final showdown with the zombies, I think that was good. I don't think we need any more.
I mean,
I would welcome it with open arms, but
yeah.
Yeah. Jorge Alvarado wants to know, without any spoilers, can you guys give us a small glimpse of who this Negan guy is? Do you guys think he will end up being a small 3-episode storyline, just like the buildup of Terminus and the Wolves? Rob, what's your awareness level of Negan teased at the very, very end of the final episode of the first half of season 6? What do you know about this guy? What are your expectations?
All right, well, let me talk about my expectations. And again, let me just couch this by saying what I've learned. I've learned on The Talking Dead, so I feel like it is canon and I feel like I can talk about this here on the podcast, but if you are super spoiler averse in any way, shape, or form, probably skip ahead about 2 minutes in this podcast. But from what I understand, that Negan is a character who came into The Walking Dead at episode 100 and is sort of like the super big bad in the Walking Dead universe. And it was a highly touted casting decision of who was going to play Negan in all of this. So I think that he's going to come in and be a major figure, I feel like, for at least more than 3 episodes here in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I think that sums it up. Yeah, it was a big, you know, question among fans of like, who's going to play Negan? And lots of like dream casting lists were circulating and everything. John Hamm was a fun name that a lot of people were throwing around for this guy. They finally landed on Jeffrey Dean Morgan as the actor who is going to be playing Negan. And all of the interviews with Jeffrey Dean Morgan have made me very optimistic about what he's going to bring to the table. I didn't need to read a thing that he had to say about the character, though, to be excited about him coming on board. He's, you know, like a big, brusque, rude, you know, macho man. And that's the kind of guy that Negan is. One thing that I think AMC is going to have a challenge with, and I can't wait to see how they tackle it, is Negan, his language is off the charts foul. I don't know that it will pass the censors on AMC, so they're going to have to get creative with that, but he's very liberal with the F-bombs and worse. So he's got very colorful language. That is something you can expect from this character. I think you don't want to be expecting this character to arrive soon. I think it's going to take us a while to get to Negan, but Negan is going to be a threat this season, you know, an off-screen threat for a lot of it, and then I think he'll show up. And yeah, I mean, I don't think that it says, you know, I think that I feel comfortable saying he's going to be more governor-sized than Terminus-sized. You know, he's somebody that's going to be a thorn in the side of our group for a chunk of time.
So is that the scale from Gareth to the governor?
I think you could probably go smaller than Gareth, right? Like, you could just do, like, the one-off bad guy. Like, Renee from True Blood, who showed up in a bar in season 2 for 5 minutes and then just got shot in the face. Like, that's the low end.
Okay.
And then right now, the governor is the high end. So, yeah, I think that's the scale. And I think that, you know, without spoiling anything, I think Negan would be closer to the governor end.
Can I get an over-under from you in the 8 episodes if the over-under is episode 5.5 in terms of where Negan is first appearing on screen? What do you got?
He will be past that.
Okay, you think that he will be appearing in episode 6, 7, or 8 first time?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I could see
I think we'll wait a while. And I think, you know, good to know that going in, temper your expectations. You know, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to blow it out of proportion like Terminus or The Wolves or anything. I think that knowing that that's sort of the formula that Walking Dead does anyway, they sort of tease this thing out for a little while. I think that's what they're going to do with Negan.
Okay. How about this in terms of the guessing game? Here's another one. Yes or no, will we have a flashback episode on any character like we did a la Morgan in the back half of season six?
Oh man, I could see it. I think they could do it. I think that they could, you know, spend more time on the goat. We could just go back to the goat and do the goat episode.
Yeah.
I don't know who the character would be. Maybe it'd be new characters that we would meet. Because I do think that it's no spoiler to say that we will meet some new people in the second half of this season. Maybe some of those people could get flashback episodes to see what they've been through in the zombie apocalypse. I don't know who in our main cast needs another flashback after that Morgan episode. I also don't know how much people necessarily want to see that episode after the Morgan episode.
Do you want to call it right now, season seven, first half, we get the standalone Negan flashback episode?
That feels fair. I could see that. I could see that for sure. I think that they're going to want to give that character a real showcase. You know, whether it's a flashback or it's an episode that's really just dedicated to that character where we're not going to see much of the main cast that we've come to know, I could absolutely see that. I think that's definitely on the table.
Okay, one more question from me. Do we see anything in the back half of season six that is a direct tie-in to Fear the Walking Dead?
Oh, man. What do you think? Do you think so? Do you think that we're going to get anything that's going to boost up Fear the Walking Dead? I know that they've always threatened that as a possibility. Mm-hmm. It's just so hard to imagine how they're going to do it unless we find out that, like, some new character's last name is Manawa and is, like, Travis's, you know, second cousin.
Yeah. It almost makes more sense that you would see it in the Fear the Walking Dead, something sort of tie into the main Walking Dead. But if you really wanted to get the promotion bump, it would be ideal to do it on the Walking Dead if you're AMC. But I just don't know any way that they could do it creatively, that it's just not totally distracting.
What if they, like, yeah, I mean, like, they could have, like, some sort of, like, Daryl could be like, I was in prison once with this real scumbag named Strand, who's, like, a total psychopath, and told me once that he wants to bring a family onto his boat so he can kill them all. And then you'd be like, oh, man, what's Strand gonna do?
Yeah.
That feels like it's pushing it.
Like, that's a story for another time.
Yeah, yeah. I fear the family that meets Strand.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That sounds awful. All right, let's take one more question here. This is from Patrick O'Neill, who said, who did Sam get killed by having his freak out and failing to be quiet? It's unlikely they could all survive a walker disturbance in that situation. So I'm going to abstain from this, but Rob, give us some names. Put some names on the board for who you think is not going to make it out of the midseason premiere. Do you think any big names are getting claimed?
I don't know if there's any big names that are going to get knocked off here, but I feel like probably, if I had to say, like, because I'm trying to remember who was in that party that they were with, because that is sort of eluding me right now. I'd like to probably rewatch the back half finale to sort of check out who was in that group. Do you remember who's there?
Off the top of my head, I believe Rick is there. Carl is there. Michonne is there. Father Gabriel is there. And I think Jesse and Sam and what's the other kid's name? The jerk.
Older brother.
Older brother,
I feel like that we talked about him probably getting offed at some point, that would make a lot of sense because he's such a pain in the you know what. So I feel like I would probably say he's a likely candidate for me if I had to pick anybody in that group.
Ron's his name.
Yeah, Ron. Okay. Douche.
So you're saying Ron Douche is toast?
Yeah, that would be the most likely person to go. And maybe Sam himself.
Yeah. Okay, well, we will see. We'll do we do the death draft. Let's not do the death draft here. Let's wait until after next episode, and then you and I can engage in the death draft in the next feedback show.
It does feel like Jesse is ripe to lose a kid here.
The odds are against her.
Yeah.
And one of them is crying for mom right now. It seems bad.
Right.
Doesn't seem good.
So I can't see us losing like a Carl or Michonne in this spot, but I feel like with all of the focus that was on Sam in the front part of this, you know, two-part episode, I feel like that it would seem like that either he seems somebody who is ready to go or he's going to be like the cause of like his brother dying. So that's what I would have to say if I had to guess.
All right. Well, we will find out in just a couple of days. We will find out very soon how that all shakes out. Very exciting stuff.
Yeah. So, wow. So get your Valentine's Day chocolates ready to go. Get your sweetie next to you. It's going to be a bumpy ride this Sunday night.
The Valentine's dead.
Valentine's Day massacre.
Oh, my God. It's awful.
That's what they should have called the episode.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Because that's how it's happening in my life.
All right. Do you have a pumped up hype hashtag?
Pumped up hype hashtag. Let's just go with the Valentine dead.
Valentine dead. Okay. For the Valentine's Day massacre coming up this Sunday night. Of course, Josh and I will be live 10:15 p.m. Eastern time, 7:15 Pacific. For those of you guys on the DirecTV or satellite service, you can go ahead and check us out on postshowrecaps.com. Very pumped up. Of course, you could follow Josh on Twitter. He's at Round Howard. I am at Rob Sestrino. Josh, what else are you working on besides The Walking Dead on Post Show Recaps?
Oh, man, so much. We're still doing most shows recapped every week. Very fun show. Rob and Antonio and I, we are getting together and we're talking about new shows every week. So we're still doing that. You've got Better Call Saul coming up. We just had a Game of Thrones book club this past week, which was a very, very fun show with Terry Schwartz. Speaking of Valentine's Day, maybe by the time you're listening to this, maybe soon after the time you're listening to this, we might have a little bit of a Valentine's Day surprise here on Post Show Recaps.
Wow.
That also involves the apocalypse. So good stuff. Lots of really fun stuff going on here right now.
All right. Well, can't wait to get into everything on this Sunday night. Hope you can join us live. Looking forward to reading your thoughts in the comments. Again, try to keep it spoiler free in the comment section on Post Show Recaps. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.